他自己打电话来这里找啊，想要学习英文，如果你可以帮助他在生活上各方面，还有他有小孩，两个小孩，他不晓得原来我们教会有儿童节目，所以我们也能够都要跟他认识。那另外一位叫是Tai Chen， 他是也是基督徒在我们当中已经走了哈。OK， 好，感谢主。让我们有没有第一次？其他第一次在我们当中的都是老朋友了哈。Yeah，Let's welcome everybody。我们每一位老朋友都在我们回答，我们也都欢迎，好不好 ？Welcome everybody。今天的经文 ，Scripture， 今天的经文是记载在路加福音24:36-49。
So the scriptures we're going to be studying is in Luke chapter 24:36-49.
好，如果你可以用你自己的圣经，那最好。如果没有自己的圣经，我们有为你预备。
If you have your own Bible, please open your own Bible.
好，我们一起同心同声来读今天的经文，好吗？
And let us read together.
好，预备，请。谢谢，请问我们有没有这样的一个经历，在一个突发的事件当中让你不知所措
？So I'll ask you, do you have such experience when tragedy happens, you feel like you have reached the bottom?
让你心情跌到一个谷底，不想出门
？So make you feel like you don't want to go out?
可能是一场意外，失去了你至亲的亲人或是朋友。
Maybe because of the loss of a relative or friend.
或是每天跟你在一起的最信任的朋友突然间不告而别。
Or maybe your most trusted friend left without a word.
这样的伤痛可能造成我们某一种程度的害怕、恐惧，甚至对我们的信心都受到一些影响。
So these kinds of things can cause fear, doubt, or sometimes affect our faith.
你有没有这样的经验？
Experiences.
有哈，那有些没有的。就算你很幸运，从来都没有发生过类似这样的经历，但是我相信你可能也有一种信心起伏的一个经验。
Even though you never experienced those incidents, but I still believe that you must have experienced the up and downs in life.
也许你刚信主的时候非常的火热，但是过一阵子之后呢，就慢慢的消退。
Maybe you have great passion towards the Lord, but as time goes by, it cools down.
慢慢的这个退温啊，渐渐的冷淡，甚至当然不至于说到一个地步啊，信心完全崩溃瓦解啊，不再像以前啊，不再相信有神的存在。但是呢，你会感觉你跟以前已经不大一样。
So, however, sometimes I'm still in the Lord and still believe in the Lord, but I think you feel like your faith are not as strong as before.
你的信心软弱，信心退后，信心不够，信心变小等等，这样子的信心起伏的经验，我相信每一个人都有。
So I believe those such experiences everybody have experienced.
于是我们的信心会聊到一个光景，那光景叫做什么？不冷不热。
So sometimes we become lukewarm.
你也不是说完全不相信有上帝，可是你就觉得说有一点火热不起来那种感觉。
So it doesn't mean like you don't believe God in anymore, but it's just feel like I don't feel the passion like before.
你有没有这样的经历啊？
Such experience.
有，很多人有。当时耶稣有一群跟随他的门徒，他们同样也遭遇过一个很重大的事件。
So disciples were with Jesus, and they have experienced a big tragedy too.
以至于造成他们的信心起伏，也是来到这样的一个光景。
And also caused their faith to wobble.
当年这些跟随耶稣的门徒，他们看见耶稣行各样的神迹奇事，以为他就是他们期待已久、即将来世上作王的弥赛亚。
Seeing all the miracles Jesus has done, and then the disciples believed Jesus was their long-expected Messiah.
但是万万没想到，耶稣竟然被逮捕，而且接受审判。这时候，所有的门徒全都鸟兽散。
So never they thought Jesus was arrested, and all the disciples scatter.
直到后来，耶稣被钉死十字架，突然之间，他们发现群龙无首，失去盼望，失去依靠，不知所措。
And also when Jesus was crucified, they were without leader, no hope, no directions.
不过他们也算争气，也没有信心崩溃，完全的这个瓦解。至少他们还聚在一起，在33节那里，他们还聚在一起。
So even though they did not lose their faith altogether, they still gathered together.
那他们聚在一起干什么呢？
So what they do together?
可能在商量以后的计划。
Maybe they're trying to come up with a plan.
可能在受伤或是悲痛当中，但是可能不是在祷告。
But maybe they are sad and mourning, but I don't think they're praying.
假如他们很认真的在这里祷告的时候，他们就不会愁烦跟疑惑了。
If they're praying, I don't think they would have troubles.
但不管如何，我相信此刻他们的心情是非常沉重的。
But I can imagine their hearts must be heavy.
因为他心里没有办法接受这样的事实。突然间遭遇这么大的一个事件打击，我相信他们的信心是受影响的。
I think it's really hard to accept the reality in front of this tragedy. Their faith must be affected.
而当他们信心软弱退后的时候，很明显的就是表现在两方面的情绪反应。
So when they lose hearts, they have two reactions.
一个是愁烦，一个是疑惑。
One is troubled, the other one is doubt.
在38节。那里我们一起来读38节，发生什么事呢？耶稣对他们说，说什么？一起来读，预备，请。
耶稣说，人为什么愁烦，为什么心
里思念呢？他们之所以愁烦，乃是对于未来失去盼望，不知所措。
So they were troubled because they lost hope.
他们之所以疑惑，乃是因为他们信心已经动摇。
They lost faith, they doubt because their faith been, lost.
你想想，假如他们对主信心坚定，他们知道主会复活，那怎么可能会疑惑呢？
So think about it. If they have faith in His words and knowing the Lord will rise again, they will not be troubled.
所以在这个时候，我们看见这正是门徒他们信心需要重新被坚固的时候。
So we can see this time is their faith.Need to be strengthened.
其实这也是我们今天世人所遭遇的光景，也是如此。
So we have the same experience.
我们常常到达一个光景，我们觉得心里开始愁烦，甚至我们内心有疑惑。
So when we run into things, we have doubts and we can be troubled also.
这时候我们就需要得着信心的坚固。
Then at this time, we do need to have our faith.
当年耶稣行了三件事情来坚固门徒的信心。
So there are three things Jesus did to strengthen his disciples.
我相信这今天同样对我们有所帮助。
And I believe it will help us today also.
第一件事情呢，是我需要亲身的经历，感受神的同在。
So the first one is personal experiences about the presence of God.
让我们再一次来读第39到40节，好吗？
Let's read 39 through 40.
预备，请。 门徒当年所跟随的耶稣死了。
So Jesus was crucified and died.
但是第三天，耶稣从死里复活，并且出现在他们面前，居然他们会惊慌害怕，甚至以为是鬼魂，并且心里愁烦，起疑念。
But in 3 days, Jesus rise again, and he appeared to them, but they were afraid, thought he was a ghost.
哎，我们来想看看，这种反应呢是有一点奇怪的，很就不寻常啊。
Let's think about their reaction. It's kind of strange.
例如说，你心目中最敬爱的老师，或是你生命中最重要的贵人，他还在跟你讲话，哎，突然间，哦，脑中风，送医急救，医生告诉你不治了。
So just imagine in our daily life, your beloved teacher or your most important person in your life have suddenly have brain hemorrhage and rushed in the hospital, and the doctor told you it was too late.
那这时候你心里可能很难接受这个事实，不过你内心总希望他会再活过来，即使知道那个机会渺茫，你还是迫不及待说啊，鬼会不会有奇迹出现呢？是不是？
But however you are sad, but you still have the hope that they will come back again.
假设隔天他果然真的清醒过来，并且开口对你说话，我相信你一定很高兴，甚至很兴奋的去拥抱他，绝不会说心里愁烦起疑念的，是不是？
So if he did wake up the next day and you'll be overjoyed and hug him, but not to doubt, fear that he is a ghost.
当然你会说惊慌害怕是因为耶稣当时是穿墙进入他们当中，而起疑念呢，也是因为耶稣的这些门徒当时认不出耶稣，所以怀疑说不定他是诈骗集团来的。
So you may say the disciple at the time could not recognize Jesus. That's why they doubted.
没有错，他们有这样的疑惑，我们可以理解，因为当时耶稣复活的时候，他的形象改变了，所以他们认不出，哦，这就是原以前他们所认识的耶稣。
So disciple could not recognize Jesus after his resurrection because he has changed.
所以今天是我们圣经也告诉我们，将来我们死了之后也要复活，并且我们的形体也会改变。
And Bible told us in the future we will receive our resurrected body also.
所以你不要担心你现在的这个长相长得很抱歉。也许复活之后，你的新的形象一定很体面。
Don't worry about what you look now. Your resurrected body will be glorious.
那当时耶稣复活之后，他的长相已经跟过去不一样了。
So when Jesus was risen, his appearance has changed.
所以之前他已经在以马忤斯的路上显现给两个门徒看，那两个门徒呢也是认不出来。
So on the road to Emmaus.And Jesus appeared to disciples, but they couldn't tell who he is.
但是那两位门徒心里就一股莫名的火热与感动，觉得这个人就是神。
But they felt their hearts burning within.
这人就是耶稣啊，可是他就感觉这是不一样啊，就是认不出来。直到后来他才认出来，哦，这就是那复活的耶稣。
So however, they cannot tell that's Jesus by his experience in their hearts. They can feel that is the Lord.
于是这两个门徒呢就跑回去给其他的十一个使徒，告诉他们说，哦，耶稣已经复活了。
So that's why they returned to Jerusalem and tell the other 11 that the Lord has risen.
所以这一群耶稣的这十一个门徒，其中一个自杀了，好，我们知道犹大。所以这十一个门徒使徒。他知道耶稣复活了，可是当耶稣出现在他们当中，他居然不认识他，而且会害怕，会恐惧，这有点不寻常。
So however the 11 know Jesus has arisen, but when he did appear to them, they have doubts.
当然，他们要想要确认这一位到底是不是耶稣。
So and they want to make sure that is Jesus.
来除去他们心中的这种疑惑。
To remove their doubts.
这时候耶稣当然知道他们心里的意念在想什么。
Jesus knows their thoughts.
所以就为了除去他们这种疑虑，证明他就是耶稣本身本人，所以他就伸出他的手脚来，要给他们看一看，摸一摸。
So Jesus knows their thoughts, and he, in order to remove their doubts, he showed them his feet and his hands.
为什么要伸出手跟脚来？
And why did he show them his feet and hands?
因为他被钉十字架，他那个钉痕还在那里啊。
Because he was crucified, he showed them their, the nail-pierced hand and feet.
所以让他们看一看，摸一摸。
So they can touch him and see him.
所以他们可以坚决地相信，哦，原来这就是从死里复活的耶稣。才使他们的信心得到坚固。
So they will understand that is the Lord who was crucified.
同样的，跟使徒们一样，我们如果有这种亲身体验之后，我们才能够信心才能够得到坚固。
Same as the disciples, if we have such experience, our faith will be strengthened.
在今天，我们常常传福音，告诉别人说：“哎，我们信的耶稣是又真又活的神。”
So today we told people.That our Lord Jesus is a living God.
我们也常常听到一同不同的见证分享，关于主他们怎么样经历主的亲身经历。
Also, we heard a lot of testimonies from others.
哇，我们听了觉得非常的神奇。
And it sounds miraculous.
哇，各样的见证，我想我们听过了无数的这些神奇的见证。
And we, I think we have heard a lot of miracles.
但是我更相信我们每一个人。既然神是又真又活的，他一定是让我们每一个人都可以去认识他，去经历他的。
But I believe since our Lord is a living God, He can let every believer to experience that He is with us.
凡是你愿意来到他面前来信靠他，你就可以亲身的经历他，感受他的同在。
If you're willing, you can experience Him. You can know He is with you.
不过，请注意一件事情。
Pay attention. There's one thing.
你如果要经历神。就必须按照主的方法，而不是你个人的方法。
So to experience God, it's in His way, not your way.
正如耶稣向门徒这些使徒们显现的时候，他自己主动伸出他的手跟脚，这是耶稣主动，而不是门徒要求的。
So when Jesus showed His disciples His hands and feet, it's not because they asked.
我记得我从前啊，刚刚信主的时候。我听过别人很多很神奇的这些见证，让我哑口无言去辩论。
I remember when I was a new believer, I have heard a lot of amazing testimonies.
但是我一直没有亲身的经验，所以我信心过一阵就开始动摇，到底有没有神啊？
But I have never experienced any, so my faith started to grow weak.
我也在怀疑说，为什么我没有这种跟神之间的神奇经历？为什么别人有？是不是上帝不爱我了
？So I start to have doubt why I don't have such experiences. God no longer love me.
可是我很虚心，我很诚恳的，我愿意寻找。如果真的有这么一位真神，那我愿意相信他。
But I earnestly seek Him and say, Lord, if you're there, I want to.
所以我就这样祷告。
So that's why I had such a prayer.
我说上帝啊，我真的想认识你。
Say, Lord, I really want to know you.
你给我机会吧。
Give me an opportunity.
我很认真需求，我也每天读圣经哎。
I study Bible every day.
可是我还是觉得别人的分享，他们的这个生命那么神奇，我怎么都没有这些的经验。
But others' testimony and their experiences are so awesome. I don't have such things.
那我也不祷告说我让我们我或者是我家人的得癌症然后得医治那样的那个神迹奇事，我也不祷告这个。
So I'm not going to pray for those that my relative's cancer got cured.
我也不祷告祈求说让我买乐透彩券，让我中大奖哦，让我这样来感谢赞美主。
And I'm not going to pray that you will give me the lottery winning number.
我祷告说就这样很简单哈。
But my request is simple.
今天晚上我要睡觉了。
So tonight before I go to bed.
这圣经呢现在是868页。
My Bible is now it's Page 868.
那明天早上你只要把它翻过去隔页，哎，我就相信有神了。
So tomorrow, if you flip a page, and I'll believe you're here.
我想这个很简单的哈。
So I think it's simple for you.
那我顺便还帮上帝一个忙。
And also, I think I'm helping him.
我赶快把窗户打开。
And I open the windows.
我希望晚上有一阵风吹来也行哈。
And even the wind blow it counts too.
哦，我也把那个灯打开，我看半夜会不会自己翻哈。
Also, I turn the lights on and check on the pages in the middle of the night.
请回答我这个祷告。
Then please answer my request.
我就安心的睡觉了。
So and then I fall asleep.
隔天一早起来，第一件事情，你猜我干什么
？So what do you think I did the first thing in the morning when I wake up?
哎，不是去厕所啦，我去看有没有翻过来，只要翻任何一页都行。
So I go to check my Bible, see if the pages have been flipped.
你们猜有没有翻过去？
And guess what happened?
没有翻过去啊！你们怎么都知道？
It didn't turn.
原来你们都试过了吗？没有翻过去，哎呀，我就挫折。第二次我再试别的方法。
So it's a Bible still stay at the same page. So and then I try some other things.
啊，我现在要去这个去教会，让我沿路都是绿灯。
So let me go to the church and then no red light on the way there.
这个太简单了嘛，我赶时间啊。但是你猜有没有都绿灯？
But guess, did I get all green lights?
第三次，最后一次机会了，再试看看
了。I try God one more time.
你猜还是用我的方法？你猜有没有？
Do you think it worked?
没有。正当我要放弃的时候，我的信心也动摇了哈。我就去跟教会的团契辅导分享这个事情。
So after several tries, I gave up, lost faith.
他说你这样做是在试探神。
So I shared with at the Bible study, but they told me what I did is testing God.
你应该交出你生命的主权，祈求主在你每天的生活带领你，你就可以去经历他。
So what I should do is I should surrender to him.
你只要敏锐你生活中所发生的事情，你就会相信，你就会发现这位神是可以让你去亲身经历的。
If you pay attention, you will encounter him in his way, not yours.
神只会照他的方法让你去经历他，而不是照你的方法来做，因为他是主，你不是。
Lord will in his way help you to know him, not your way, because he is the Lord and you're not.
如果我们信一个主啊，都要听你的，那到底谁是主？
So if we believe in God and everything you said so, and who is the Lord?
Yeah, 我想想有道理啊。
So I think it's reasonable.
果然，我就之后就试着交出生命的主权，求主来带领我。
So later on, I surrendered and asked God to lead me.
于是我发现，说我生活当中的点点滴滴，当我仔细去体验、去观察每件事情的发生，我就开始经历神的真实，感受到神的同在了。
So little by little, I started to experience God.He is with me.
同样的，我相信你如果要经历这位伟大奇妙神，并且感受到他的同在，你也必须交出你生命的主权，来跟随他对你一生的带领。
Also, if you want to know him, surrender and follow him.
这样你就能够亲身经历他，感受他的同在，这样你的信心才能够得到坚固。
And you will experience that God is by your side, and your faith will be strengthened.
第二。乃是要理智的同意。
So second one is rational consent.
就是印证神的真实。
To confirm the truth of God.
让我们一起来读41-43节。
Let's read 41-43.
预备，请。当门徒看完耶稣钉的这个手跟脚所钉的这个钉痕，哇，惊奇的不敢相信，这真的是耶稣吗
？So after Jesus showed his nail pierced hand and feet, they still did not believe.
很稀奇，这是怎么发生的、啊？这个稀奇呀、啊，这个字其实就是我们信心成长的一个动力，来促使我们愿意去追根究底。
They were all amazed. This amazement is actually our motivation.
因为许多事情的发生必须要合乎逻辑，先通过人的理智才能够叫人相信。
So usually we think when things happen, it has to be reasonable before we can understand it and accept it.
门徒当年他知道耶稣确实是死掉了，但是他是怎么活过来？他是怎么复活的？毕竟死人复活，这个不合常理啊。
So the disciples all saw Jesus was crucified, and can he really come back to life? It's not realistic.
所以他们不敢相信，说，哎，是不是他是一个鬼魂变过来的？是一个哦，变一个这样的形体，这个事情怎么会发生呢
？So that's why they think he's a ghost.
当然，耶稣也知道他们心里在想什么。
Jesus knows what they're thinking.
因为一个死人或是一个鬼魂，他不能够吃东西的。
And a dead person or ghost cannot eat.
而耶稣呢，却是有骨有肉，活生生的出现在他们面前。
But Jesus is in flesh and blood.
所以为了向门徒来证明 他是真实的人，而不是鬼魂。所以耶稣呢，就做了一件事情。
So to prove him, to prove to them he is not a ghost, he did one thing.
耶稣在他们面前就跟他们要了一片烧鱼，当场在他们面前吃了。
So he asked them for something to eat. They gave him a broiled fish, and he ate it.
是不是耶稣肚子饿了啊？要吃啊？
Is he hungry?
不是，乃是因为他为了向人证明他的真实，所以他要让他们能够知道说他也可以吃，就像人一样，就像一个真人一样，他可以吃的。
So he just want to show them he is a living person like them. He can eat.
于是他们就相信，果然出现在他们面前的这一位是一位活生生的人，乃是而且确实是从死里复活的耶稣基督。
So and they finally believe that this is Jesus, the risen Lord.
今天我们认识神的过程当中，有时候我们被错误的教导。说信心就是无条件的去相信，所以你不要怀疑啊，你也不要去求证，就是这样的单纯的信心，这才是对的。
So today we can be wrongly taught that faith is to believe without reasoning and don't doubt and don't need proof.
不过我们想一想，难道信心是完全超越理性的吗？信心是完全不合逻辑的，它的定义是超乎理性的吗？
Let's think about it. Is faith beyond our understanding? Is it rational?
Yeah, 我并不是这样的认为。
I don't think so.
其实真正的信心是建立在合乎逻辑的基础。
I think faith, do build on rationality.
而且是在一个理性的范围之内，否则这就是迷信。
So if it's not, it's called superstition.
Yeah, 我常常这样说，我说闭着眼睛往下跳。这不叫信心，这叫自杀。
So I often say, close your eyes and jump. It's not faith, it's suicide.
你看人家，光看人家闭着眼睛往下跳，你自己也跟着往下跳，那你不是傻瓜吗？
If you see others jump and you jump also, that's called foolish.
我记得我女儿很小的时候。
I remember when my daughter was little.
那我常常把她放在桌子上面。
I put her on the table all the time.
然后他们就跑过来，然后呢从那里跳下来，我就把她接住。
And then they will jump off the table while I'm catching them.
那我再退后一点。
Now move backward.
他又开始又跳更远啊！我就把他接住。
They will try to jump further and
I'll catch them. 他们就觉得这个很有安全感，然后爸爸都会把他们接住。
Then they feel the security.
有一次我去这个学校幼儿园接他的时候。
One time I went to pick them up at the kindergarten.
那我也是这样跟他玩，在回家之前，他也在那个台阶上面这样跳。
So they were standing on the stairs and jump.
那有一个调皮的男生，他在他后面，他觉得这样跳很好玩啊。
So there is a boy behind her, think, oh, the jump is so interesting.
他也是跟着这样跳下来啊。
So he jumped also.
哎呦，我吓死了，还好我是把他接住了。
So I am so scared, but luckily I caught him also. 可是我当
时已经转头了。
But at the same time, I already walked.
幸好我一看到他跳下来的，这是。
But I saw him jump, I reacted quickly.
我常常在想这个事情，提醒我们基督徒要小心啊。
So it's remind us as Christians, we need to be careful.
你不要看人家做什么，就跟着做什么。
Don't monkey see, monkey do.
如果你跟神没有建立这样的亲密的一个关系，你就随便这个看人家怎么做你就怎么做，那是不对的。
You don't have close relationship with God and see other people do things and you follow, it's not right.
也许有人得癌症，他不看医生，神医治他，我相信这是真实的可能。
And I believe it might be true. Some people have cancer, and God healed them.
但是这不表示说所有得癌症的都不要去医院啊。
But it doesn't mean all the cancer patients don't need to go to the hospital.
那为什么有那么多基督教医院呢？
Why there's so many Christian hospitals?
全部来找牧师祷告就好了。
Why don't everybody go to the pastor for the prayers?
我们要明白，这是因为神对这个人有特别的计划。
So we have to reminded us sometimes God has special plan for a certain person.
每一个人的信心的基础是建立在他跟上帝的关系上面。
And then the foundation of our faith is based on our relationship with God.
我们要必须要明白一件事情，我们的信心不是建立在那种虚无缥缈的无知当中啊。
So we have to know one thing that our faith did not build on nothingness.
我们来看圣经所记载的这些重要人物或是信心伟人， 无论在新约，无论在旧约，其实他们的信心都不是建立在那种无知当中的盲从。
So look in the Bible, or in the New Testament and the Old Testament, all the people, their faith are not built on nothing.
乃是他们首先建立在与神之间那种亲密的关系作为基础。
But the foundation is the relationship with God.
而且在这过程当中，他们一再的澄清，一再的印证，甚至跟神之间有讨价还价。
And it's the same thing in the process, they seek proof.
例如旧约中的摩西，当神在何烈山借着燃烧荆棘的火中向摩西显现的时候。
So remember Moses, God showed himself in the burning bush in Mount Horeb.
神呼召他带领以色列人要去出埃及。
So God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
这时候他跟神周旋很久。
And he wrestled with God.
我都弄不清楚你叫什么名字，我要怎么样带领他。
So he said, I don't even know who you are. How can I lead the Israelites?
神就向他解释，我是自由拥有的那位神啊。
And God said, I am that I am.
然后他还这还不够，他还用手中的这个杖啊，牧羊都有一个杖啊，那个杖又变成一个蛇。
And also God turned his staff into a snake.
哇，这还不够，他又让他手长麻风，然后又复原。
And also God caused him to have leprosy on his hands and then restored it.
来证明神有这样的一个大能。
To prove that God has the power to do it.
可是他还是在那借口说，哎呀，我是左口笨舌的这个推脱当中，他就安排亚伦来帮助他。
And when Moses find excuses that he's slow of speech and tongue, and then God arranged his brother Aaron to help him.
我们看这一连串的互动过程都是非常理性的方式。
So let's see all these things that happen. They're all rational.
目的就是一步一步上，让摩西的信心得到坚固。
So the purpose is to step by step to strengthen Moses.
难怪后来摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，也是一次一次的使百姓的信心也得到坚固。
And also as Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, God again and again strengthened them.
又例如在新约，保罗过去曾经是逼迫教会的。
And also in New Testament, Paul.Was persecuting the church.
但是当他前往大马色要逼迫教会信徒的途中呢，他被神的大光照亮，就扑倒在地。
But on his way to Damascus, and he saw a bright light and fell to the ground.
他眼睛瞎了三天之后，神借着亚拿尼亚的祷告与鼓励，使他重见光明，并且现身侍奉主。
So after three days, he was blind and couldn't see. But through Ananias, he regained his sight.
但是之后，保罗跟神之间的互动关系没有停止。
And also the relationship didn't stop right there.
他领受一个上头来的呼召，一个使命，他没有违背。
And when God calls him, he did not refuse.
他曾经改变个人的布道计划，而顺服神给他的意向，到欧洲去宣教，有这样的跨越。
So he changed his own plan and followed God to Europe.
甚至他有到三层天与主面对面的这种经验。
Even he met with God in the third heaven.
而保罗却是一个非常理性的人。
Paul is a very intelligent guy.
他经常与人辩论信仰。
And he argued with people about faith.
所以他的信心基础呢，我们可以看见是有迹可循的，而不是盲目服从的。
So we can see his faith have foundation, not blind belief.
请不要误会，以为我们生活中所发生的每一件事情或圣经每一个记载都必须仔细推敲，通过理性逻辑。
But don't misunderstand me. We do not need seek proof on everything.
假设是这样的话，那叫做科学，那不叫信心。
Otherwise it would be called science, not faith.
我所要强调的是，我们今天许多人被愚弄、被误导，因为我们对信心的无知而被利用。
So, but what I was trying to emphasize today is many people are fooled and are used and cheated.
上当受骗的例子到处都是。
There are a lot of examples of people being cheated.
你打开电视新闻，你打开报纸，什么常常就看见什么一些宗教敛财。这个骗色的这种例子到处都有，但是竟然有人不去求证，就这样傻傻的这样的就被骗了。
So if we turn on the TV or newspaper, we can see a lot of false pastors and a lot of people just give them money and being cheated.
有些事情在我们能力可及的范围，我们还是需要去证实、去理清、去解释清楚的。
So as long as we're able, we need to do some investigation on some things.
因为神也体谅我们信心的软弱，总会借着某些方式来解答我们信心的障碍或困惑。
Because God knows our faith is weak, He will find ways to answer our questions.
神不会强迫我们去相信我们自己理智都不同意的。
So God will not force us to understand that we do not believe.
但重点是什么？是我们要有愿意去探索真相的动机。
But the most important thing is we have to have the willingness to investigate.
这就是稀奇啊。
This is the amazement.
包括童女怀孕、死人复活之类的难以让人相信的议题，倘若你稀奇，你就有意愿去探索事情的真相，这样才会印证神的事实。而这个要求印证的过程，就是我们信心提升的过程。
So like the virgin birth or resurrection, dead being raised, it's hard to believe.But if you're willing to do research and find the answer, your faith will be strengthened.
倘若我们觉得什么都无所谓，什么都不在乎，只要牧师讲什么，只要教会的领袖讲什么，我们都相信了。
So if we don't care, we just simply believe what we're taught.
然后我们也自己不读圣经来认识神，也不祷告来追求神，什么都不在乎，这样的基督徒是很危险的。
So if we don't read the Bible, we don't seek God, we don't pray, as a Christian, it's very dangerous.
而且很容易让异端来影响、迷惑我们的，是不是？
And then we can fall into confusion.
最后是一个是心窍的开通，也就是明白神的话语。
Third one is minds open for understanding the Word of God.
我们一起来读四十五节好吗？
Let's read 45.
哎，请。好，心窍是什么？
So what is mind?
可以解释成我们的思考能力、思想的思考的方式或思考的结果。
So it can explain our ability of thinking or way of thinking or conclusions.
这是关于我们思维、态度、想法或意见表现在我们的心智上、意念上对事物的理解。
So it's our understanding based on our thinking, attitude, and opinion.
那尽管我们看见这些使徒，他们过去熟读圣经，当然指的是旧约了哈，但是他们还有很多是他们读不懂的。
So, however, the disciples are familiar with Old Testament, but there's still a lot of things they do not understand.
所以在他们思考的这能力、方式、结果啊，跟事实有一些出入，于是耶稣就开启他们的心窍。
So since their ability to think, their way of thinking, and their conclusion, and then Jesus opened their minds.
使他们有正确的，而且是相同的认知，才能明白过来，原来这个圣经的意思是什么。
So they could understand the scriptures.
你不要以为圣经是白纸黑字，所以每一个字你都认识，所以你都一定懂。
And don't think you understand the words, you also understand the meaning.
神所启示默示给我们的圣经乃是他的话语。
So the Bible said he's
其中的奥秘并不是我们有限的知识头脑可以理解的。
The word of God, the mystery of the Bible, it's not our limited brain can understand.
因此我们需要神亲自来开启我们的心窍，
我们才
能够明白。
We need God to open our minds so that we can understand.
但是你会说，哦，耶稣已经复活升天了，回到天家去了，我们又不是那当时那些使徒，又不在场，如何让得到耶稣来开启我们的心窍呢？
But you might say that Jesus has ascended, and how can he open our minds?
其实耶稣在圣经中很清楚地告诉我们，
Jesus told us clearly in the Bible.
他今天虽然回到天家去，不过他却赐下圣灵保惠师来帮助我们。
But he said God will send usA counselor, the Holy Spirit.
他是三位一体的神，同样可以开启我们的心窍，使我们认识明白他的话。
And he can open our minds also and help us to understand his word.
所以约翰福音十四章二十六节这样说。
John 14:26.
我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read together.
请。 因此我们要认识神的话语，学习真理的奥秘，我们就必须要借着圣灵的帮助来开启我们的心窍，读懂圣经。
So if we want to understand the mystery of the Word of God, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我跟大家分享一个我读圣经读懂的一个经历，你们要不要听？
I'll share an experience with you.
你们要听，但你们不能笑。
Don't laugh at me.
我还没讲就笑了。
See, I haven't talked yet.
你们不要笑，好不好？好啊，好。我过去刚信主的时候，有人送我一本圣经，我立志要把它读完。
So when I was a new believer, somebody gave me a Bible, and I make up my mind to finish the whole book.
那我读圣经呢，有很多的这个用笔，不同颜色的笔，画的密密麻麻的。
So I use different color pens to make marks.
但我发现有一件事情发生了。
But I find out there's something happened.
我读什么武侠小说，读什么，越读越高兴哈，但是。读圣经哈，三分钟就睡着了。
So my experience when I read some novels, and it make me excited. But Bible after 3 minutes, I fall asleep.
有人说吃这个要吃安眠药还睡不着，我说我读圣经就睡着。
So some people said I have a hard time falling asleep. I say just go read Bible.
你们都在笑哈，不要笑哈。那我是很困惑，是到底是怎么回事？我每个字都认识啊，可是他怎么不认识我？
So I was puzzled that I understand every word, but the word doesn't know me.
那后来我还是去请教这个教会的这个辅导。
So I asked somebody in the church.
他说圣经非常的奥秘，不容易懂。
So he said Bible is a mysterious book. It's not easy to understand.
所以你要诚心的来读，并且你要求圣灵来帮助你。
So you need to have faith, and also you have to ask for Holy Spirit's help.
他说这样好了，你每次读的时候，之前你先祷告。
Say you should do this before you read the Bible, before you open the book, you need to pray.
那你祷告之后，求圣灵，你祷告求圣灵来开启你的心中的眼睛，打开你心中的耳朵，你就可以看见、听见神话语的奥秘。
So when in your prayer you ask Holy Spirit to open your eyes and your ears so you will be able to understand the word of God.
哦，这一招果然有效哎。
This is really working.
当我这样诚心祷告之后，我发现，哎，我居然读懂了。
When I did so, I really started to understand the Bible.
我发现我过去看过的那个东西，我画了好几道，可是以前对我一点关系都没有。可是现在好像上帝亲自对我说话，我眼泪就掉下来了。
So the before, like all the marks I made, the things I read a bunch of times, means nothing to me before, but now it really touches my heart.
我发现这是圣灵在引导我进入明白他的话语。
This is the Holy Spirit lead me to understand the Word of God.
让我可以感受到，哦，神是开启我的心窍，让我真的是明白他的话语。
And I can truly feel that God did open my eyes.
的确，我们学习圣经需要圣灵的帮助，我们才读得懂。
It is true that we do need Holy Spirit's help to understand.
不过请注意，这并不表示或者是保证我们全部都懂了，都读懂了。
But it doesn't guarantee us to understand every single word.
因为就算世界上最伟大的神学家、圣经学家，这甚至有些人可以圣经倒背如流的，都不敢这样夸口说他们都读懂了。
So even the theologians and Bible scholars dare not to say that they understand everything.
因此我们需要更谦卑地来学习圣经神的话语。
So we need to humble ourselves in our study.
即使你已经看过十遍、二十遍了，你仍然可以在其中找到不同的亮光。
So even though you have read it 10 times and 20 times, you still can find new lights.
你看过那个牧草吗？它在长出来，可是这些牛啊、羊啊把它吃完之后，哎，又长出来了。可是味道不一样啊。
Do you see the grass on the farmland and the cows grazed on, and after they were done, they grow out again, but they might